Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I just hope that I can get close enough to touch Rob McClanahan sometime soon, because I don't know of many people that had a week like he had in the last week, man. It starts by going with the celebrating 40 years of the Miracle on Ice team in Las Vegas, stands on the stage with the president, gets to enjoy all that, and then finishes it off by coaching Blake to a state tournament in a remarkable game last night that ended in overtime. We'll get to that as we go along. But Rob, you've had a lot of great weeks in your life. This one was pretty – it got to be near the top.
Hey, Maxie. Yeah, it was pretty good. Now, we got a lot of heat because some people weren't very happy because we were with Donald Trump. But what I want people to understand is we're supporting the office of the presidency.
Yep.
And we would have done that whether it had been Barack Obama or Donald Trump or anybody. It's not about your political affiliation. It's about the office of the presidency.
And it's about the United States. The United States saluting a great moment in United States history.
And remember, when we went to the White House in 1980, President Carter, who was a Democrat, was in office. So with that said, we're really proud. We had a heck of a lot of fun in Vegas. And that's a city that's on steroids. There's no question about that.
Well, yeah. Good way of putting it. So you get there, and what was it like? They have somebody just chauffeuring you guys around, or what happened?
So some of the guys got there on Thursday. My wife and I got there Friday morning, and then we went from there. And just that's actually the Friday afternoon was the rally with the president. We also got to meet the vice president. And I thought that was terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was Friday afternoon. Friday night, we met 2,000 of the Vegas Golden Knights season ticket holders. And we rubbed elbows with them and had a terrific time. And then we went to the Vegas Golden Knights game the next night. Let me tell you something. That venue, that city, the Vegas Golden Knights, that is a great venue.
I've heard this. And what is it? Is it the crowd is just alive, or is it the actual building, or what?
Well, the building's great, but it's just everything they do. It's just it's a first-class operation. The city loves that team. Obviously, the way the team is played, you know, it's kind of similar to the Wild when they first came here. They surprised a lot of people, and they made the playoffs, and they, you know, remember they made it to the, you know, past a couple of rounds,
yeah.
And all of a sudden people really get interested. And so Vegas has got a very similar situation, and that city just loves that team.
Now, Dave Christian, this is where it gets really fun to be in the state of hockey, as they say. Only here could you be out there celebrating 40 years of Miracle on Ice. Your team is back home playing Edina, and you're on your computer watching it, trying to figure out, I can't imagine, but that'd be a great story to do, to have the video of you watching, because we can all do it on computers now. Even if we can't get a live feed, sometimes we can. Technology has changed all that. But there's nothing like trying to keep up with the game from some remote place and figure out how your team's doing and how enamored you can be with it. Tell me, take me through that. So your team's playing in the section playoffs.
All right. So real quickly, when I was asked to take the interim coaching job at Blake late last summer, and when I finally accepted, I told the athletic director, Nick Rathman, I said, we have a conflict here, because I was looking at the schedule. I said, there's a chance that I may be in Vegas because we're going to be celebrating 40 years.
Yep.
And Nick said, that's fine. No problem. I want you to be the coach. So I accepted it. And lo and behold, we end up in the playoffs, and we're the number one seed, and we end up playing Edina.
The defending state champs.
Yeah, I didn't tell anybody.
Yep.
I told my assistant coaches early in the year, and then I met with the captain's parents after they were selected, and I told them that this is a situation that may arise.
Sure.
And I told them I'm not going to tell anybody else until – the necessary time.
Yeah, because God help if you lose the first round, what's the difference, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we beat Hopkins, so the next game was against Edina, and I told the team that night, and I gave them a little review of what we talk about, you know, throughout the year, and I said, I'll see you guys on Monday for practice. But needless to say, Maxie, I was a little nervous, and so my assistant coaches kept me up through texting and whatnot. And,
yep.
The fellas came through and played really well, and I didn't have to worry anymore. So it made my weekend much more enjoyable.
So you're sitting there, and you guys, I think, was it 5-1 the score?
5-1 was the final, but it wasn't really. You know, they didn't score. They scored three goals, I believe, in the third period. So it was not a runaway game until the end.
So you're sitting there watching and texting all this stuff. And eventually you get to celebrate. And then, as Dave Christian told me, he said, yeah, then we all remind him maybe they don't need you there.
Of course he's going to do that.
Yeah, just like teammates.
So John Harrington's giving me a hard time because he's out there also. And they have a weekend series that they're playing. I said, bah, you guys are still in the regular season. This is a one-and-done deal here.
Yep.
And so, but no, everybody was happy, you know, got huge support from my teammates, and at the end of the day, it worked out, and here we are.
And now you say, well, it can't get any better than that, but it does. Because you come back home, and you got another game at Mariucci Arena against Benilde St. Margaret's last night, and this turns into a classic Minnesota nail-biter. Explain.
Well, we scored first, which was, you know, it took some of the pressure off. Benilde, obviously, they came back in the second, and they scored two goals very quickly to take a lead, and then one of our key players, or you know, one of the guys who's going to Minnesota, Joey Miller, comes through in the clutch on a power play and ties the game, and then we fall behind a goal again, and then we end up tying it in the third, early in the third, and it goes back and forth. We did outshoot Benilde 30-17, I'll say that. And I thought that, for the most part, granted I'm biased, but I thought we carried most of the play. With that said, it went into overtime, and both teams had some really good chances. I mean, really good chances. And then with 2 minutes, I believe 2 minutes left in the first overtime, Joey Miller from inside our zone does a little spin out and creates an opening, and his winger, Gavin Best, one of our senior captains, read the play and went down and cut across the blue line, and Joey just put it right on his tape, and the Benilde defender had dropped his stick somehow, and so he went, when Gavin was going in on a breakaway, basically grabbed him, and the referee called a penalty shot. Now, no one complained about it. It was a really gutsy call, but I will be honest with you, it was the right call.
Yep.
So Gavin had a penalty shot, and I pulled him over to the bench, and I said, I told him a couple of things. I said, A, the ice is bad.
Yep.
And B, you have to have an idea what you're going to do before you go in there.
Yep. Yeah, because your kids don't practice shootouts.
We don't do a lot of shootouts. We do have a drill where we have a 10-minute drill where we have the forwards against the D, where they do a one-on-one, two-on-one, three-on-two, and then a breakaway. So they do have opportunities for breakaways, but we don't do penalty shots. So Gavin, he had never taken a penalty shot in any competition,
yep,
ever throughout his life. He handled it really, really well, and he went in there under control and did a nice little stick handle and put it through the five hole, and the place was crazy.
It must have been crazy because you're watching this knowing, so many times it happens so quickly, but in this case, everybody's got a chance to digest it and say, okay, if he makes it, game over. And if he doesn't, obviously, for you guys, the game continues. But when it goes through and you look on the bench, they do what? Because Blake hadn't been to the state tournament for a bit.
Blake hasn't been there since, I believe, 2008. The bench emptied, obviously, very rapidly. I have two other coaches on the bench with me, and we looked at each other, and we shook hands and hugged. And
yep.
Here's the thing. I've been really fortunate in my life, not just with the Olympic team, high school, youth hockey. I've been really lucky to have great teammates and good teams. What I'm really happy for are these young men who they've set some goals that are very lofty. They've become a true team. And they're realizing some of these dreams. Now, there's some goals that they have yet to meet, but they are a true team.
Now, you played in the state tournament, right?
Yes, yeah. Yep, 1976.
And what do you remember about it as a player?
I remember we were 24-0, and this is before they seeded teams in the tournament.
Yep.
And Moundsview had to play Richfield with Steve Kristoff, and then Bloomington Kennedy had to play Grand Rapids, and those are the four best teams in the state.
Oh, you were in one bracket?
That was the first round. So Richfield and Moundsview played, and the other bracket was Kennedy and Grand Rapids. So we played Richfield. We outshot them 21-2 in the first period, and it was 1-1. We ended up losing 4-3 in that game, and Kristoff got two goals and two helpers.
Really?
Yeah. And every time I see him, he reminds me of that.
And that was at the Civic Center, right?
That was at the old Civic Center, yep.
Yeah, it was the clear glass boards, right?
Glass boards and all. Hey, you never forget this stuff.
Nope.
You just don't forget that stuff.
You
and that's what
don't.
These kids, that's what we reminded these kids of.
No, that's right. It's a heck of a payday if you can get there. And your time with the Olympic team, obviously, you've had reunions with them before. I watched Miracle again the other night for a bit. It was awesome. And the scene that, of course, the famous scene that you've got in there where you're hurt and he sends you back out and all of that stuff. Did you replay a lot of that in your mind over the weekend, or are you kind of past that because it's been done so many times?
Oh, everybody reminds me of that. They all give me a hard time. No, We have fun. You know what's interesting, Max, is when we get together, we ask about family, we ask about all that stuff. We rarely, I don't ever remember talking about the games.
Yeah, unless fans come up, huh?
Yeah, we don't discuss. So, hey, remember the Russian game? Remember the Finnish game where we had to score three goals in the third period to win it? We don't talk about that. But let me tell you, we're like brothers because if somebody does something, we make sure and give them a hard time.
Well, before I let you go, Rob, somebody just called. A caller that's got a question for you. It's Dale in St. Paul. Dale, you're on with Rob McClanahan. Do you have a question for him?
Hey, Rob. It was really fun to see you in through the years. Was there a team you were on, like in Pee Wees or Squirts or something out at Moundsview? You guys went to, like, the Nationals? I see
yeah.
a trophy out at Roseville with that.
Hi, Dale. Yeah.
Okay.
So you heard me mention earlier, I was lucky enough to be on some really good youth teams. When I was a peewee, we won the state tournament, and then we ended up going to the national tournament. This is back when Minnesota sent their teams to the Nationals. So my peewee team went to the Nationals, and we came in second to a Detroit team. And then in Bantams, my second year in Bantams, we ended up winning the state tournament again and went to the national tournament again, and we ended up beating that Detroit team in Bantams that beat us in Pee Wees.
Holy
really?
Cow. So there was national playoffs then.
Well, they still have nationals, but Minnesota doesn't send a team
okay.
to the national tournament. And
okay.
It has to do with Minnesota's cutoff in terms of age that date is different than what USA Hockey sets, and so Minnesota doesn't send a team.
Okay.
Good questions, Dale. Thanks for calling in. Rob, any idea where you'll get seated?
I'm sorry, any idea what will be seated?
Yeah.
I'm guessing Maxie will be number two or three seed, but, you know, we should know by Saturday, I would think.
You got another fun week ahead, man. Like I said, I just want to touch your garment when you walk by.
Well, I've been very lucky, and I've got a good group of kids that work hard, and they're very coachable. And, you know, we have another week of work, and hopefully good things happen.
Well, you deserve it. Rob, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you over at, in St. Paul next week.
All right, Maxie. Thank you.
You bet. Rob McClanahan, Miracle on Ice. And he coaches his team to a state high school hockey tournament as an interim coach at Blake High School. Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Do you think that there's a case we made that they should take some heat, the 80 Olympic team, for standing on a stage with Donald Trump and being recognized last week? 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Are they being disobedient to a demographic out there? Or are they just being honored by the country? 651-989-9226. Do you have a problem with them standing on a stage with Donald Trump? Or do you support them standing on a stage with Donald Trump and being recognized 40 years later? 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Is it okay that they stand next to him? Or is that a voice of support? And oh my God, no. 651-989-9226. Let's hear some of your genius ideas out there. See, at some point in time, does everything have to be partisan? Does everything have to have something, some ideal attached to it so that you're either this or you're that? Can we not come together on anything anymore in this country? Can we not put the swords down for just a second once in a while and say, yeah, it really doesn't matter if it's Donald Trump or Barack Obama. The point is, in 1980, they did something for this country. And as Rob just told us eloquently, they then, after they won it in 80, went and met with Jimmy Carter. I don't know if there was any blowback back then. I didn't hear of any. But can we not put something aside just for a minute and say, boy, everybody in the country benefited from this? Or does everything have to have a dividing line? If you are this, then you are that. It wears you out, doesn't it? Let's go to Mike and Crystal. Mike, you're on.
How are you doing, Mike?
Good.
Well, you know, here in Diversisota now,
yeah,
we find that if you're a liberal, you can say whatever you want. Now, if they had been invited to go see Mr. Obama and decided not to go because they didn't like his policies, they would have been racist. But because they do go to see Mr. Trump, they're being disloyal to somebody or something.
Ah, so you can't win, you're saying?
Well, not if you're conservative. Yeah. I mean,
and I don't even know if any, to tell you the truth, I don't know if any of these players are conservatives or liberals. I don't know who they voted for. But moment is so much bigger than politics, is my point.
Absolutely. Nobody asks for your political affiliation when you buy a ticket to a hockey game.
No, and that's the beauty of it, right?
Absolutely. And, you know,
and that's why Jimmy Carter can celebrate it in 1980 and Donald Trump can celebrate it in 2020 and let's have some
absolutely.
Fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, one guy, you know, he cheated on his wife in his mind. And the other guy, I mean, everybody knew what he was like when they voted for him or against him.
Gotcha. Thank you for your call, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
651-989-9226. I just think there are certain things that need to stay sacred. Celebrating victories for this country that no one can dispute raises the morale of the country. I don't think those are partisan issues. I think they can stand on whatever stage they want to stand on. And whoever happens to be president, you salute that office salutes you. I think that's a pretty good thing in this country, whether it was Jimmy Carter in 1980 and they sat in the White House with him, and he called them after the game. Herb Brooks told him this is going to have a bigger impact than you think, Prez. All those things, I think those are good for the country. I think it's okay. Let's go to Tom in 50 Lakes on line two. Tom, you're on.
Hey, Mike. Just wanted to put in my 2 cents worth. I think I had heard that the players might have put on mega hats, and I think that's really more what riled up people, if that was true, what I heard.
Okay, but let's just say they made that choice.
Yep.
When they walked out on the stage, I mean...
I think when you're representing the whole country, I think it's better you don't keep it, you don't have it political. I mean, we're all there to root them on 40 years later. We were there to root them on 40 years ago. And I think it should have just been that they get congratulated by the president, which I think is great. But if they really did put on those hats, I think that kind of crosses the line and makes it more political.
All right, Tom, thank you for your call.
Sure thing.
Let's go to Mike in Grand Forks on line, let's see what line is here. Line one. Mike, you're on.
Let's go to Mike in Grand Forks. Landed the previous
Mike, are you there?
I think that's what the problem is.
What do we got? 651-989-9226. I got no idea what happened. 651-989-9226. If you missed that interview with Rod McClanahan, and it was a good one, go to Rewind on radio.com. Just download the radio.com app and use it to listen to podcasts and your favorite hosts on News Talk 830 WCCO. Rewind can take you to the start of the program or to a specific time of the interview. Discover a new way to listen with the radio.com app. 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Were you offended that the Olympic team stood on stage with Donald Trump? Is there anything that we can do anymore with anybody that's a politician that's not perceived as partisan politics? Even if you're celebrating a good moment or whatever, or even if whatever the issue is of the day, you're on the same page with this person and you think it's best for the country, not just best for the politician. Is that okay? 651-989-9226. And by the way, Rob McClanahan was on the Century Point Energy Home Service Plus hotline. So I just wanted to make that clear, and you can check it out on Rewind. He was really good. Let's go to Mike on line one. Mike, you're on.
Hey.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, yeah, I think it's fine that they stand on stage with Trump. I mean, have we confirmed they were wearing mega hats? Do we know that for sure?
Like, I don't recall seeing that, but not as I think about it, I don't know that I ever saw it. I know I heard the clip. I heard some of the clips on radio, on WCCO. I don't know that I ever actually saw the footage of the event.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm fine with them going on stage with them. That's what every championship team is invited to do after they, you know, win their respective championship. And I know this was 40 years down the road, but I'm 100% fine with it, with the caveat they shouldn't be wearing those hats. But until I see proof, you know, I think it's just hearsay.
All right, Mike, thank you for your call. Yeah, the other thing is, I mean, I don't know, is that any more offensive than the people that say I won't go to the White House because I don't believe in the president's policy? You know, that make the same kind of a statement when they're trying to commend or celebrate a championship, a Super Bowl championship, a baseball, whatever it is. Is that any different? I don't know. 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Can we ever get I think there's a bigger question here. And I think the bigger question is, have we evolved to a place where, unfortunately, we can't celebrate with...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.